This morning we heard Psalm 84, a poetic song in the Bible written some 3,000 years ago. Many of us are familiar with the Psalms, some containing cries for help, or calls for vengeance, or deep pain, or joyful praise and thanksgiving. Each one expressing something of the range of emotions we humans feel at different times in our lives. In this Psalm 84, one of the pilgrimage psalms, we hear longing. We see perseverance and hope in dry places. We sense joy through abandonment to God. The psalm is structured in three parts. The central focus of it, the middle section, is about passing through dry places, which nonetheless become a place of springs. But first, let's see what is important in the context that lies either side of that middle section. The first four verses speak of longing for God. We read, "My soul longs, even faints for the courts of the Lord." There is a depth of longing there that involves the whole person with an as yet unmet desire. Now, I don't know how you woke up this morning or came to church, whether you, like the psalmist, were fully taken up with longing for God, or whether it was more of a case of turning up here because it's what you do. Or perhaps you've come with a flickering, faint hope that you might feel just a bit better enough to carry on. But this psalmist, who is apparently writing in the context of a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to meet with God, as he is writing this psalm, he is longing and fainting for the presence of God. There's no imperative that this is what we should be feeling, though. We are where we are with our emotions right now. But what we can all discover from the psalmist here is what he is doing. He is looking forward, looking ahead to his destination, which for him was the temple in Jerusalem and encountering God there. He casts his imagination forward to the time when he is worshipping God fully. Do you ever imagine that sometimes? Sometimes it can be a big stretch. But to help him do so, the psalmist recalls his memories that even the weakest creatures, the sparrows and swallows, are protected and safe in God's presence. Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young. A place near your altar. So he actively remembers what God is like. Whenever we meet together and share in Holy Communion, as we are going to do this morning, we enact and remember both the future and the past. The past, in the sense that we do this in remembrance of Jesus. And the future, in that we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And many of the hymns and songs that we sing lead us through a series of verses that speak of Christ's coming into the world, his obedience to the cross, and end with his glorification and our worshipping him in his glory. The process of drawing on our knowledge of God and also looking ahead to a consummating encounter is already familiar to us within the church. So that is the initial section of the psalm. But let's now look at the final section before returning to the central theme. We see something very similar going on in the final section. Verses 10 to 12. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The psalmist is firstly yearning and longing and imagining if only he could just be a lowly doorkeeper, but in God's kingdom. And then drawing on his past knowledge of God as one who protects and blesses. The thing about a doorkeeper is that they miss out on the main event, the match, the concert, the church service, etc. They are a vital part of the team. They represent the organisation to everyone coming in. But they don't get to dress up, be served, or be in the middle of the action. Our psalmist, though, is 100% okay with this lowly but key position in God's kingdom. Now, I don't know whether or how you are serving God right now. Perhaps within the church, perhaps representing him in your work, community, or social world. But I have a sense that for some of us, God has already spoken to you about moving into a particular area of service, but you've not taken this further yet. It may not be a role that is viewed as particularly important. You may not get to wear the best clothes or seem to be at the centre of the action. But he wants to remind you today that one day in his courts, where he has called you to represent Christ, even if it's only as a doorkeeper, is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Please make use of the opportunity after the service this morning to have someone pray with you if God has been speaking to you about service. So, embedded within that context of the psalmist both looking forward in his imagination to encountering God and drawing on his knowledge of who God is, we come to the central theme of the psalm, that of going through a dry place. Not just any old dry place, but a dry valley. The very place where you would normally expect there to be water. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. They pass through the valley of Baca. They make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. As part of my studies at Theological College, we were encouraged to add a new dimension to our Christian experience. And I felt keen to explore the process of pilgrimage. So in February, I did a two-day pilgrimage walking from my home in Dorking to Guildford Cathedral. 34 kilometres, 47,000 steps. Even though I paced myself very carefully, day two was so much tougher than day one. Aching joints, tired muscles, and the weather had deteriorated significantly. The spring in my step from day one had well and truly sprung out of the picture by day two. Reflecting on the pilgrimage as a whole, one of the most precious things about it was actually not arriving at my destination, nor the sense of achievement that I had gained from doing this challenging undertaking. It was being within the consecrated space that went with the process. You see, I had set aside 2 days to try something new together with God. In my case, there were just three main elements: a path through the English countryside, God, who I was relying on for protection and company, and me. No jobs lists, reading lists, non-essential baggage, immediate demands or complications. In the middle of frenetic, stressed-up Surrey, I had created a simple space that had become in some way set apart and holy, where I could focus on the one who was with me all the way and who protects, loves and cares for me. Our psalmist, treading the paths to Jerusalem, as yet has not reached his goal to be present in the house of God. Still on the journey, he gives the impression of going through a period of running out of his own strength. In the middle of that time of insecurity, uncertainty, and weakness, he turns his attention to God, focusing on the one who is stronger than him, who accompanies him in his journeying, who provides refreshment and sustenance along the way. So as I draw to a close, there may be some among us who are today feeling insecure, uncertain, and weak, running out of strength to go on. No one else may know but you and God. Church is a place where there are often fewer distractions from normal, helping us to focus on him. And we have come here this morning together with others. We've been drawing near to God. We have brought his goodness to mind. And God wants to meet with each one of us where we are on this pilgrimage. Help us find new strength and transform the dry place into a place of springs. In a moment, I'm going to read through the psalm again, and as I do, may these words nourish us and guide us, each one who needs his strength. And immediately after the service finishes, there'll be the opportunity to come forward and pray with someone afterwards. So please take that, and we won't detain you longer than necessary if you're keen to get back home. So let me just read Psalm 84 again. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Amen.
as we come to reflect on all that Karen has shared with us, we're going to worship with this lovely worship song, "How Lovely Is Your Dwelling Place." Song to minister to us. He makes it a place of springs, refreshing the dry place. Once Jesus made a diversion into a foreign country, deliberately so he could meet someone. And he sat by a well. And as he sat by a well, a woman came to draw water. And as that conversation went, Jesus said to her, "If you knew who it was, you would have springs of living water flowing within you." And so this morning, as you felt perhaps that you've been in a dry place, that to be in the courts of the Lord hasn't been the place where you've wanted to be, and you want to know the refreshing of the Holy Spirit, to know those spring of living water which he places within you, And please don't leave here this morning without seeking prayer. There may be other parts of that psalm which touch you deeply. Then please come and receive prayer. Because how lovely is your dwelling place. And his dwelling place is with us. This is the mystery hidden for ages. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Father, we praise you for new life as we hear the echo of a small child. We praise you that you are the God that breathes life into us by your Spirit. You are the Creator God, creating in us new places to be, new service to enter into. Guide us, O Lord, so that we enter into your service. And in his service, we in our own turn give offerings, perhaps no longer in a plate, but maybe through a bank account. So let's take a moment to give thanks for the offering that's made in so many different ways.